Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Motti Posen.
There was a man who had a daughter in Shidduchim, and this daughter was such a from Elacha, hence the girl. Wanted to make sure to get a really good husband, a really perfect chosen for his daughter. And he knew his daughter's really from. She's very careful about everything she does, very machmeh. So he thought he would go around looking for a boy who's a big machmeh. So he asked around till he found the perfect boy. This guy, he's the biggest machmeh of the century. He was thrilled. They met. Everything went well. They got engaged. They got married. And a couple of months later, the father noticed that he wasn't so machmeh. In fact, he was very makel in everything he did. And he was very upset. He wanted his money back. This is where you sold me a faulty product. He's meant to be a very big machmeh. So he went back to all the people who said he's machmeh. So what do you mean? He said, oh, we didn't know what you meant. We thought machmeh was different. He always used to go around saying, machmeh coffee, machmeh tea, machmeh supper. Some people like chumras, some people don't like chumras. Some people are traumatized by chumras. They were either brought up by parents which were too machmeh, or they knew people who were too machmeh. So everyone's got a different idea when it comes to chumras. Do you do chumras? Do you not do chumras? So the famous story I want to go through. There was Baruch Epstein, the mechaber of the Torah Tamima. He was a son of the Aruch HaShulchan. He was born in 1860. He was actually a nephew of the Netziv. And he was killed by the Nazis in Kalin in 1942. And he brings down a story. And he writes in the Torah Tamima a story that with his Rebbe, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was the father of Brisk, the forerunner of all the Brisk dynasty, Reb Chaim, the Briskerov. He was the father, the grandfather. The Beis Halevi was the first one that began the whole Brisk family, the Soloveitchiks. And he says that he was also in Volozhin with the Netziv. Till he broke off and made his own yeshiva. But the Beis Halevi, born in 1820, the Torah Tamima Baruch Epstein knew him very well. And he said he was once by the Beis Halevi, it was in Minsk. And a person came in, a reform member walked in and said to the Beis Halevi, imagine as we said, he was the forerunner of Brisk. He said to him, you're such a machmeh, everything's chumras by you, chumras and chumras. Why do you have so many chumras? And the Beis Halevi said, I don't only have chumras, I actually have many kulas. He said, really? I didn't know you got any kulas. He said, yeah, I've got loads of kulas. He said, as a taster, I'll give you a sample of some of my kulas. And this is what I want to go through today. It's the famous seven kulas of the Beis Halevi. All the kulas of the Beis Halevi. So he said to me like this, I'll tell you my kulas, my first seven kulas. First one's like this. We'll discuss each one and explain the kula of the Beis Halevi. First one is, there's halacha in Krishna. We all know the first Mishnah in Brachas, first Mishnah in Shas. That's the time you start. When can you say Shema till a night? So three-way machlokes and a kamber. Rabbi Eliezer holds, add Seif Mishmar Mishmar Rishon till the end of the first Mishmar is the time you're allowed to say Shema. Chom argue ad chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel says ad shi'a l'amud hashachar. V'loy oid ala kumah shomer chom ad chatzos mitzvos na shi'a l'amud hashachar. Rabbi Gamliel elaborates and says really every mitzvah for the night. Still the morning, whether it's Megillah, whether it's Krishma, every mitzvah, same with eating afikayim, all these mitzvahs really would go all night till the morning. However, Chazal said no, they stopped it at Chatzos. Why? The Gemara of Talit explains to remind you to hurry up. Like a person thinks he didn't live for a million years, so why finish Shas today? I'll finish Shas in 750,002 years. That's a good time for me to finish Shas. We know time doesn't stay forever, so we have to clock in. Chazal said, if you know Chatzos is the cutoff point, it will encourage you to hurry up and make sure to say Krishma at the right time. Which means someone who says Krishma after Chatzos, Chazal will oike the mitzvah, they took the mitzvah away from you. Unless you're an oinus, you couldn't manage earlier, something happened, person fell asleep, you didn't have time, then after Chatzos is what you say Krishma. But strictly speaking, Chatzos is the cutoff point. Always remember the story I think I said before, where I was driving, I was in France, I was in a Sherry Brachas in Lyon, we were driving back to Aix-les-Mans, and there was a driver, a frum driver, and it was almost Chatzos HaLaila, he pulled over on the hard shoulder, couldn't understand what was going on. He said, I haven't said Shema yet. I was a little boy at the time and I was so impressed. He thought he was a simple taxi driver, just did his job. No, Krishma Chatzos, he stops and said, Krishma on the side of the road. Now, there's Machlokes Rishonim, is this Krishma or also Marv? Shulchan Aruch brings it down anyway, Krishma or Marv. So again, here in Manchester, the last Marv here in MH is 11:40 in the winter. Chatzos could be about 10 to 12. So do you have to catch Shemana Esra as well by Chatzos? Machlokes Rishonim. So the Rishonim hold yes, that if you have to say by Chatzos. If you miss Chatzos, it comes Chatzos to Laila, and you haven't done Marv, you can't do Marv anymore. Said the Beis Halev, this is my first caller. My first caller is, if it's Chatzos Alayla, and you haven't davened Marav, and Meikel, you can still daven Marav till Alois HaShachar. You don't have to be Machmed to think you can't daven Marav. That's my first caller. You can daven Marav, no problem. That was the first caller he told this reform man in Minsk. Even if you deliberately delayed Marav, you're allowed to daven Marav even afterwards. Number one. Number two, what was the second caller? Second caller was, he said to him like this. We all know there's Machlaikas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, probably the most famous machlekes in Gan's Klal Yisrael, Tefillin. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara Mnachos Lamed Daled, discusses the order of the parashas. Rashi says it's Kseida that is written, and Rabbeinu Tam has a deek in the Gemara, because the Gemara says the way a person looks at you sees the Tefillin, and he's medayek from that the parasha 3 and parasha 4 are switched around. Famous machlekes, how do we peskin? Also, Machlaika, some Rishonim did like Rabbeinu Tam, some Rishonim did like Rashi, all three generations. This has been the famous Machlaika's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Actually, goes much earlier than Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But it's just like the Machlaika's on Shurim, we call it Machlaika's Chaznesh and Chaim Noah, even though it predates them hundreds of years. But we go to the last two opinions which had the Machlaika's. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam were the final two who argued about this. We call it Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So, what do? We know the Minigan Gans Kalei Yisrael to wear Rashi Tefillin. However, Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Lamed Daled, Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, he brings the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds like this, Rabbeinu Tam holds like that. That's Shulchan Aruch Lamed Daled Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, he says, Yirei Shemayim, someone who's Yirei Shemayim, Yirei Shneim, he does both. In fact, I think there's three times that Shulchan Aruch says Narachayim by Yirei Shemayim, and all of them is Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Tefillin. One is famous in Rishpehe, Shnei Mikrach HaTargum with Rashi. As well, Rabbeinu Tam says you should do Shnei Mikrach HaTargum also with Rashi. Again, Yerushimayim is eating the Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. Something fried, eating a meal by donuts as well as Rabbeinu Tam. Again, Yerushimayim, Shachanach says Yerushimayim. Every time Yerushimayim for Rabbeinu Tam. So, Sif Beis Shachanach says Yerushimayim, eating the Shneim. You have two pairs of tefillin. And many people in Klai Yisrael have that minig to have two pairs of tefillin. More by the Hasidim, less by the literatures. Different people have different things. The Chofetz Chaim put on Pesach Yomov. Everyone has different mahalach for Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Then in Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, he quantifies, he says, Lo yasakein elami shemuchzuk umafruzim bechasidus. You shouldn't do it unless you're a person everyone knows you're the greatest shtot tzaddik. So the other person shouldn't do it. If you muflug, muchzuk umafruzim bechasidus, you want these extra super duper from people, then you should be the guy putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But Porsche the guy, why not? Mishbura explains, it looks like you're, trying to brag. Me, I'm Mr. Frum guy, I have a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. As everyone knows, ready, shtol the vek, and this shtol, you are Mr. Frum, then that's okay. Says the Beis Halev, my second caller is, you don't have to be Baruch B'chassidus. Even if you're a Porsche to eat, I'm Meikel, you can wear a Rabbeinu Tam, even if you're a simple Porsche to eat. You don't have to be such a high madrig as born a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Yes, that's always going to be his horror, that when the right hand to put it on. But he's making a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. You don't have to be so machmeh not to wear. You can wear the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. That was the second kula. What was his third kula? I heard actually just before Shira Blazer was discussing the halachos of Mishabura about preparing piyutim. Comes to davening, the different types of piyutim, slichas, extra add-ons in davening. So Mishmur says you should prepare them, you shouldn't come unprepared. Now, there's a Machlok Rishonim here as well. Do you say Piyutim Mila Shemana Esra? Shemana Esra, we know you're Oyim Lifnei HaMelech. There's the Tzura Chazal made of the Brochas of Shemana Esra. And we're not Mishanim Et Be'esh Tov HaChom, and we don't change the way the Brochas of Chazal comes to Shemana Esra, and there's extra Piyutim to be said. Do you say them in Shemana Esra? Machlokes, the Minig is usually yet to say them, some people don't. Says the Beis Halevi, this is my third kula. I pass and it's okay to be meikel to say as many piyutim as you like in the middle of davening. You don't have to be machmir not to say them. You can be makel to add in as many putim as you want in the Lizav. And Sam, by now the man was getting already frustrated. Every kula of the Beis HaLevi seemed to give him a chumra. He carried on and said, I'm not finished. Number four, what's number four? This is already going off topic, a few months' time, if Mashiach doesn't come. Tisha B'Av. So, Tisha B'Av, like I think it was last year, fell out Motzei Shabbos. 2 years ago, fell out Motzei Shabbos. So we know, the Shulchan Aruch says, Erev Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos, there's a lot of DNA Tisha B'Av already apply. You know, I mean, to do things that you normally do. It's the time of Sudas Mafsekas. We tone down our Simcha. One of the things we don't do, we don't learn Torah after Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because the business is going to be Simcha from the Torah. We know the Torah is Mesameach, a person, therefore you come into Tisha B'Av, having learned Torah, you'll be very happy, be full of Simcha. So, Erev Tisha B'Av, from Chatzos, you stop learning. What happens if it's Shabbos? Because Shabbos, we know, is no Tina Velos. You're not allowed to practice any Avelos, especially before Hestia, to learn, to do any Avelos on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. What about Torah? Do you say that Torah is easy to do change? Because Torah, you can learn other things. You can learn Eoiv, you can learn the Gemara and Gittin about the Churban. Seeing as you can learn Torah, which is not, it's not clear that you're doing Avelos before Hestia, maybe that's okay. There's a big machloikas. I heard him about this. The Mishmur brings down in the Be'alacha. Famous machloikas. Says the Beis HaLevi, this is my next kula. I'm Meikel. You're allowed to learn Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, no problem. Don't mean you have to be Machme and not learn. I'm Meikel. Well, Erev Tisha B'Av, there are Mekilim. Beis HaLevi was Meikel on Shabbos, because Shabbos is even more of a time to be Meikel, because there would be a problem for Erev Tisha B'Av anyway, so he was more Meikel. Then, on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, you can learn, no problem. That was his fourth kula. Fifth kula, coming up, Elul, after the holidays. There's machloikas here as well, on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we know most Yom Tovim, Kulam Moedim Ba'at Saras on Shavuos, Shavuos Namilochem, business to have, Chati Lochem. Other Yom Tovim is machloikas in the Gemara, Lochem, Lahashem, we do Lochem. Rosh Hashanah is a little bit grey, because Rosh Hashanah is not one of the Shavuos Regalim. On the other hand, we know Rosh Hashanah is a din simcha as well. Shavuos says there's got to be a simcha, we have to eat kishmek on Rosh Hashanah. Basa v'yayin, we make kiddush, we eat challah, we meet on Rosh Hashanah. However, the Ari Shoidim who are of the opinion that a person wants on Rosh Hashanah, he's allowed to do kulei Hashem, he's allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because ultimately Rosh Hashanah is a yom ha'din. Seeing as it is a yom ha'din, a person who wants to fast can fast on Rosh Hashanah. Lema'ez Shulchan Aruch paskins, a person should not fast on Rosh Hashanah, a person should eat on Rosh Hashanah. Even though we eat Rosh Hashanah, this Hetzah fasting is used by many people. How's it used? Everyone's eating Rosh Hashanah. We know on Shabbos, a person is not supposed to fast L'Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch discusses, brings it down to Halacha. A person should always make sure to eat by Chatzos. Davening could drag on, you went to Kiddushim, say Mazel Tov. A person should be careful to always eat by Chatzos. Some people take this to a whole new level. They're very machmir to eat before Chatzos. On Shabbos, they go to every Kiddush, which is another problem, because we know the Gemara and Arab Psochim, says Arab Sochem Somch Lachasheicha, Ozal Dem Lechel, a person should not eat close to Pesach. Why? The Gemara says you want to be hungry for the Yontav meal. Every Yontav and Shabbos meal, a person must eat Litzyovin. It's a hit on the Mitzvah, it's a Mishnah. It's not just a Chumrah, it's not just a nice idea, it's an Indian. It's a Mishnah and Psochem. A person must eat every meal when they're properly hungry. If that's true, Shabbos morning is a meal as well. There's a Mitzvah Sutta on Shabbos. Person comes and he's not properly hungry, he has the same problem, just like Erev Pesach eating, everyone's machmeh, Erev Pesach, no, we mustn't eat. It's exactly the same Shabbos morning. So a person goes to every Kiddush, Tomeo Chaim Zochu, makes everyone feel good, and he comes home, and Bekoishi, he's a chilegas, he tries to get a glass of challah down, he's not making this Mishnah of Arab Sochim, the person has to eat every meal on Shabbos, he onto Litiyav. So, person should be careful when it comes to a Kiddush, how much you mahadah in this mitzvah of making sure not to fast past Chatzos. But there is a machloikas on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, what's it called Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah will make Rosh Hashanah davening drags on, it can end 1, 2, 3 o'clock depending where you daven. And people don't eat before tekiyas, just like every mitzvah deraisa, but it's not supposed to eat before. People are careful that the minigol is to make Kiddush already before tekiyas, before musuf. But some people are hesitant to eat before tzkiyas. So what happens is, you're going to end up eating, fasting till chatzos. Chatzos is going to be, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock. And davening finishes at 2 o'clock. You don't want to eat before tzkiyas, for musaf. So it comes, chatzos, you haven't eaten. So then the Mishmur brings down from the Achronim, a peasant is okay, doesn't need to eat on Rosh Hashanah for Chatzos. You know how to fast past Chatzos, Shabbos Yontov. Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin, is the exception. Some people are machmir to have a drink of water before davening. The Zohar says not to drink even water. Some people are machmir not to. But a person who doesn't eat anything on Rosh Hashanah till after Chatzos, it's okay because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. To fast all day we don't do. So the Beis Halevi, this is my next caller. I'm Mekel. If a person wants to fast on Rosh Hashanah, then to be machmir to eat. It's okay to be Mekel and fast the whole Rosh Hashanah. That was his next caller. The fifth caller, Mekel to eat, to fast Rosh Hashanah. What's number six? Kula number six, we know every day, every yontif in Chuslar, it's a Suffolk. We don't know, well now we do know, but we didn't know back then the exact date of the month, and therefore all Yom Tov we keep 2 days. Now we do know, but why do we still keep 1 day? Why do we keep 2 days? Because Chazal worried that things may happen, there'll be confusion, who knows, one day there'll be coronavirus and everyone will be stuck, and we'll lose our sense of time. Okay, it didn't happen, but it could have happened. And we'll lose our luachs, and we'll be confused, and it may be a time late in history where we won't know the exact date. So in Eretz Yisrael, no problem, we got the moon. But in Chutz La'aretz, where we're relying on the printed calendar, there may be a time we won't have the printed calendar. We're dependent on this piece of paper, therefore Chazal said we're not going to change it. We're going to leave it as 2 days. It's very strange, because if a person went to Eretz Yisrael back then, and knew when Yom Tov was, and he came back to Chutz La'aretz, he would have kept 1 day. The whole idea of 2 days was the confusion. Now we're not, we sort of have that Eitzah, we know when the date of the month is. But seeing as we're not coming with Teres Eretz Yisrael, then a person would have travelled back, remembering the date, he could have kept it till the next month. Today we're relying on the Luach, the printed Luach. Now we can focus on Eretz Yisrael and ask when the date is, if the Mekan Shadei Re'iyah. We don't have that problem. Nevertheless, Chazal fixed it that we always keep 2 days. There's one Yontov, Menatera, which we don't keep 2 days, as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, everyone fasts 1 day. After Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. Leich echel b'simcha lachmecha the baskel, and we go and eat. So why don't we keep 2 days Yom Kippur? We keep 2 days. And it gets even more strange than that. We keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We keep 2 days Sukkos. So Yom Kippur, which is trapped between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, the two Yom Tovim, that we take to keep 2 days, showing that we do not know the exact date. So Yom Kippur too, why don't we keep 2 days Yom Kippur? So this was the next kula. The Beis Halevi said, "Ah, Mekel, you want to fast 2 days? You don't need to be machmir like the meaning of Chazal to break your fast, not Yom Kippur. You can be Mekel, no problem. Fast 2 days Yom Kippur." Now the other Rishonim, the smag, the other Rishonim who bring down the person should. Lamaisa, most of them say at the end, Halach Lamaisa. Nowadays people are shvach. Fast 2 days is too much of a struggle. Do not fast 2 days. But Meika Adin, a person will be allowed to rely on these Rishonim. Fast 2 days. Said the Beis Halevi. You want to be Mekel, to fast 2 days, no problem. Finally, Kula number 7. And this is really why I spoke about it now. Kula number 7, we get to Sefiras HaYomer. And now in the time of Sefiras HaYomer, counting the Sefirah every day. How does it work with Sefiras HaYomer? So, we know that a person has to count every night with a bracha. A person missed a night and counts in the day. So it's not the time to count, really, so you don't make a bracha. But you can still carry on your 49 days. Why? Because the machlokes we showed him, is it one mitzvah or 49 individual mitzvahs? Al Atzad is one big mitzvah, and you miss out 1 day, you haven't got 49 completed days. So you cannot carry on with a bracha, saying, Hashem, children, this is not a mitzvah, you're mitzvah on. You're mitzvah on counting every day. You miss out day number 4, now comes day number 5, you're not doing the mitzvah for Yisrael. Therefore, we don't come with a bracha. Someone asked me last night, if a person's an oinus, a person, I don't know, Lamash had an operation and he was asleep the whole day. He said, he's an oinus. I explained to him, it's nothing to do with being an oinus. Could be you're an oinus, we can't fault you. The next day you could have a double tefillah. But clap at the midst of 49 complete days that you didn't do. So once you fall out of the rat race, you can't now continue with the bracha because you haven't done the 49 complete days. Now there are, Rishonim already discussed the halacha of how do you look at this mitzvah? Is it only, according to the opinion that it's 49 days is one complete mitzvah, is it just complete like that? So the Arishan we say no. And this is the Beis Halevi Paschal. Beis Halevi brings down, you know, I think it's in similar Mates and Shuvah's Beis Halevi, he says that the Pasuk says, V'svaratim lochem, Machos HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimus, 7 weeks. And also the Pasuk says, Tisbur Chamishim Yom, you should count 50, you should say 50 means 49 days. So he says there's two elements to the mitzvah here. There's the element of Tisbur Chamishim Yom, counting 50 days, and there's the element of Sheva Shabbosis, two individual mitzvahs, counting 50 days, counting 7 weeks. Says the Beis Halevi, a person on night number 6 forgot to count. So that's it. We said once you're out, you're out. You can't make a bracha the next day. Says the Beis Halevi, you can make a bracha the next day. Why can you make a bracha the next day? Because after number 6, we all know comes number 7. Number 7 is a week. Even though the Chamishim Yom, you've fallen out of the race, but the mitzvah of Sheva Shabbosah is counting the weeks that you still got. Says the Beis Halevi, on day 7, 14, 21, 28, I'm quite good at this, 35, 42, and 49, you can count, because those are complete weeks. And every complete week is Sheva Shabbosah. So even though day number 1, 2, 3, I'm not going to go all the way through all the doors, don't worry, you can't count, because it's not a complete week, that's just a regular day. That's Chamishim Yoim, and the Chamishim Yoim you lost out on, but the Sheva Shabbosah, the 7 complete weeks, that you can still do. So that was Kula number 7. Kula number 7 of the Salevi, even though you missed a day, you can still count the weeks with the bracha. Every complete week, you still count with the bracha. And those are the 7 Kulas the Beis Halevi told him. So Baruch Epstein, Terry Tamima carries on, that the person was very unimpressed, to say the least, and off he left. So the Taka, oh, you're so machmed, even your Kulas are all chumras. And he said, I'm not interested in this, and he was very upset, and he left the room. That was the story he brings down. But those are the 7 colours of the Beis Halevi. Now, I was in, actually I said this once actually, I was in someone's car. It was actually a very fancy car. It was an Audi actually, a very fancy Audi. And I was driving along with him. And I was on the phone to a Chavrusa of mine. And this was before Sukkos. And I was discussing with this, with my Chavrusa, he was Bang Zarab, I mean him. And he was saying he had one Estruk and he wanted a different type of Estruk. And he wanted even a third type, he wanted his Chaznish and his Yanava and his Taman, all the different types of Esroigim. And after I put the phone down, the guy next to me was driving his car, said to me, what's the story with this guy you're talking to? Sounds so strange. How many Esroigim does he have? So I told him he likes to be choish for different opinions, in which Esroigim is a real authentic Esroig. And therefore he bought a numerous amount of Esroigim. And he said to me, how much does this guy spend on Arameenim? I said, Grado, he told me that he's holding close to £2,000 already, and he's still counting. This guy was amazed. My Arab Minim, I buy a good set of £75. I'm happy, I'm thrilled. What's going on? £2,000? This guy's insane. So I told him, this guy who I was talking to drives a Ford Focus. You drive an Audi. Now, a Ford Focus and an Audi both get you from A to B. You get in your car and travel, you'll get to wherever you want to go. So why do you spend many tens of thousands of pounds more on your car than his car? Because you understand, you get from A to B, but there's a certain luxury in getting a higher model car. And there's more to enjoy in this car. It's not just getting A to B. I said, your lulav and his lulav, you're right. Both of them, you can mekayim the mitzvah. But when he spends that money, why is he spending that money? The same reason you spend your money. There's gashmius luxury, there's ruchnius luxury. He has the schus to be able to spend more money, and mechosh more shittas, and do his mitzvah in a more profound way, and mekayim every nuance halacha in the mitzvah. So just like you understand when it comes to gashmus, that you're happy to spend more money for a better job done. So to ruchnis, every chumrah you spend more money on a better job done. There was a person here in town who told me he was flying once, back in the days when people still flew from London. He was flying to El Al, London to Tel Aviv. And he was in business, and there was a guy next to him, a fryer next to him, and he brought around the regular rabbanut meal. And this person said he wants the Mandarin meal. So the guy next to him says, I don't understand. Your meal's kosher, my meal's basically kosher on the packet. How can you have more kosher? Kosher's kosher. The guy's alive. He's more alive. Alive is alive. Kosher's kosher. How can you have different levels of kosher? So he said to him, you know, me and you are traveling in business class. If you turn around, you'll see behind us the iron curtain that separates the schnorrers in economy to the snobs in business. Now, why are we flying business? I don't understand. Everyone on this plane gets to the same destination. So no matter where you're sitting, you sit there, you sit there, we all get to... Me and you spend so much more money to fly business. We're insane. Why are we doing this? The answer is there's flying and there's flying. There's kosher and there's kosher. There's different levels. Just like you understand in Gashmus, there's different levels. So too in Ruchnus, there's different levels. So you can fly economy, fly business. You can eat kosher, you can eat kosher, 100 meal. And the man understood, he understood there was a marshal for him to understand that there's a higher level in everything in life. And therefore, at the end of the year with all of the chumras and all the kulas, a lot of people look for kulas, and normally, as we said, it's down to trauma, they can't deal with the chumras. But a person who is machmeh, you say, Ashrei Chelko, he's zoicha to a higher quality life, a higher quality of life in his ruchnius life. And therefore, sometimes people are incapable, they can't do chumras. But you should at least appreciate those that do. It's like, I fly economy and I think to myself, wow, I wish I could fly a business. I don't say, ha, people fly a business are stupid, there's nothing in business, they're silly. No, I understand you fly a business, I am not. I see someone do a chumrah, I say to them, look, unbelievable, you can do this chumrah and that chumrah. I can't, but at least I appreciate that you can, and hopefully one day I'll strive to be on an even higher level spiritually. And we'll be zoyach of Hashem, it'll be the last time comes for us, even without the Beis HaMikdash. Hey.